This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition. I'm Lee Chui Lin. We're joined now by Sean Tanis of our news desk for the Market Wrap. And this is an interesting one. You may remember that close to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the EPF announced that it would allow members below the age of 55 to withdraw part of their savings in account 2. And if I remember correctly, it was something like 500 ringgit per month for the next year, starting from April of this year. Sean, I believe you have some news on this from the EPF press conference.
Right, this is the iLestari initiative, right, to give EPF members access to part of their retirement savings to support during this pandemic crisis. And the key idea here is, of course, to allow them to weather the storm for a while, meaning to say the intention really is to help them with basic necessities, and also it's a reserve oxygen tank of sort. And this is really to help mainly for the B40 income group. And as we know, half of Malaysia's 8.8 million people earn less than 2,300 ringgit a month in 2018. So we must also remember the whole point of allowing our EPF saving withdrawals at 55 is to make sure at all costs we have something when we stop working. But was it a good idea to open up the accounts now, right? So BFM News spoke to EPF CEO Tunku Ali Zakri Alias, and he has some background for us on why the Lestari initiative was conceived in the first place.
When COVID first happened, at an individual level, our members were facing real life issues of just being able to have some cash to buy food, for example. So we said that we needed to provide some form of cash flow for our members who actually really needed it, but it shouldn't be so much until it will actually jeopardize their future, because that is our mandate at the end of the day, again.
Yes, it is. And he also revealed some statistics regarding the take-up rate for this Lestari initiative, which I believe might be something to be concerned about.
Right. So what the EPF has seen so far is that since the Lestari was introduced, the number of applications, it's really high at 4.2 million, and we have about 14 million EPF members. That's nearly a third who have applied to take out this 500 ringgit a month for the next 12 months. So that means you need to have 6,000 ringgit. But the problem is a lot of people don't even have that money, don't even have 6,000 ringgit. And that's scary. And he also revealed what's more worrying is that some members have already exhausted the balance in their account too. And they may have also lost their jobs now, meaning their EPF savings will not be replenished for some time. And you also lose the compounded interest if you keep the money inside. So yes, this whole pandemic is disrupting our lives like never before. We know that, but it will eventually end, we hope. But do consider the pros and cons carefully before dipping your fingers into your EPF savings. And here's CEO Ali Zakri with his advice.
The very worrying thing that we actually saw was to date, already recording 4.2 million applications with roughly around 1.9 billion ringgit per month withdrawal. So I personally am a bit worried, not so much from an EPF perspective, but from an individual perspective. Because sometimes when you are in panic mode, of course you're going to go and say, take out 500 as much as possible. But the thing is, once they actually take it out, they are not able to go and put it back in. We are trying to get out the message. It's not that we're saying don't take the money out, but take it out for the right reasons.
So that was EPF CEO Tunku Ali Zakri Alias. And I think the question here is also, did you actually withdraw money from your EPF account too? You know, how have you found that to be? Was that something that you thought you needed at the time? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, moving on to stocks. Shares in Sarawak Consolidated Industries Berhad were surging this morning. What's happening on the counter?
So this is on the back of SEIB's first quarter net profit result, which rose 170%. Their revenue also jumped about 200%, boosted by construction contracts both locally and abroad. So the group also announced a dividend policy of at least 30% of profit per financial year. So in fact, the shares reached an intra-morning high of 2.30 ringgit just 2 minutes after the opening bell on Bursa, but slowly eased later at noon. At close, it was 6 cents higher at 2.08 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. And again, today we've been talking about the Lestari initiative, which you might remember from earlier, allowed people to withdraw part of their savings savings in account too. So was that something that you took part in or took advantage of? Again, you can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.